Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Hey, let's not forget the website. Valuable info. Valuable info. CraigJamesFinancial.com. You have to log on there to get involved with all the great webinars and events that come our way. We had a couple of beauties this week. The Dow yesterday lost 173 at the close. 30,961 futures down about 2.25 or so, folks. As we speak, we'll talk some mortgage rates, jobless claims, and everything else we need to know here to close out a crazy topsy-turvy week, no question, as we bring in Mr. Craig Ferentino. Sir, should be interesting as we close out this crazy week, huh?
Yeah, it's getting a lot more information here as we break it out, because it just seems like a very volatile week. In the end, it's going to be a negative week, I think, I'm pretty sure. But a batch of data out yesterday kind of indicated the economy has still some fuel in the tank, but it probably isn't firing on all cylinders, if you like that analogy. The retail sales came in at around 0.3% positive, meaning there's more sales versus the month prior, although it was boosted in large part by automobile sales. Now, there's still a supply lag on these cars, and as they're coming in, they're selling, obviously. So I think that came into that number right there. So the headline is it really was done in a drop in gasoline sales. So because that has declined in price, that also could have helped. So we're really seeing almost a double-digit decline in gasoline for the past month. So it's sort of a mixed bag. The manufacturing, though, on the other side of it is more muted, and we're starting to see the shift of goods and spending, people buying things, and demand for goods is starting to pile off. So these are sort of very broad strokes here. We get some other information. The other thing also that was very interesting, Joe, is that FedEx kind of came in and they pre-announced that the things aren't going to look as good. And part of the reason was because they basically said that we're getting less orders and things like that. But part of it, I think, is because, Amazon's been got more of their Amazon army out there shipping every day, basically, even on a Sunday. So we're seeing that in Amazon, I think, is coming down pretty strong today, the pre-market. So we'll see FedEx. So I think that's going to be a problem. We'll see what the future is of the deliveries. We have futures at a negative J this morning. And for all of this information, we get a little bit of information at 10 o'clock today. The University of Michigan consumer sentiment give us a little bit of an indication. We're expecting that index to improve to a number called 59.6 from 58.2 in August. And if that improves, if that's also looking less, then obviously that can extend some of September's problems into the next week or two as we go in there. But, all eyes are going to be on what Chairman Powell is. Some people think there might be a 1% increase, Jay, not a 0.75. You saw what happened when just that announcement, or how when he made those comments a week ago, we went down 1,000 points. We have the Dow trading pre-market at down in the 30s now, 30, not 31, 32, 30,000, like 650 or something like that. So that's what we're looking at. The futures are down 229 points on the Dow. We're at 30,745 for the week. So investors really could sit here and watch this all transpire. I don't know how many people are coming in. I don't get a lot of calls of buying on the dips. Maybe for a very famous large company here and there, I'll get a call. But I think most investors are sitting this one out as we start to correct the economy. There may be hopes on a different election result. I think that's also part of it, and they think that this could go away in a short order after that. So, but until that time, Jay, it's painful. We had some good presentations. We had the taxes and retirement. That's one thing that we know what the future is going to look like right now. I mean, including the most recent changes. We've had some good presentations this week. And we're really looking forward to next week and getting into sort of the fourth quarter conversations of, hey, did you set up an IRA? Have you done a Roth IRA? What's your future look like for the family? And also life insurance month. Can we use cheap dollars to pay expensive bills? And that's all about the different insurance strategies with that. So that's what I have for today, Jay.
I wrote down a couple of things here. The strike would have been devastating regarding the rail union workers with those two unions coming into play yesterday, averting what could have been, I tell you, Craig, it could have been a devastating situation, knowing what we're going through from an economic standpoint, all the backlog and everything else, supply chain, you name it, this would have contributed and piled on like we never would want to see. Also, these mortgage rates, my goodness, high of 14 years, 6.02. That is, considering we were, what, 2.86, something like that last year. It's unbelievable. It's crazy where we have gone because of this mess. And the other thing I wrote down was jobless claims down for the fifth week straight. But really, you know, I look at the mortgage rate deal as an eye-opener. You know, first time in 14 years. We haven't seen these types of numbers. That's amazing in itself. And that rail strike as well, my friend. So,
You bring up the rails are 60%. I mean, 60% of the economy is moved by rail. So extremely important. It didn't hit my radar. I think it was more of a thing to, it was more of a political thing. So there you go. That's my thought.
There you go. Not a bad thought as well. Not a bad thought to have Craig have a wonderful weekend and have him talk to us on Monday. So we look forward to that. As always, lots happening. You'll be monitoring, I'll be monitoring, and we'll chat. How's that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jay. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
You got it. The great Craig Ferentino, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Folks, information from nowhere else you can get like this. And you log on to that site to get involved with all of the wonderful events, webinars that come our way. We had a couple this week, including the great Ferentino 15 we had the other day at 9 o'clock.